Lyudmila and Denis Sakhno married 17 years ago and expected to spend the rest of their lives together. But marital tensions spiked when Russia-backed rebels took advantage of a power vacuum in Kiev to seize control of their town. Lyudmila, an ethnic Ukrainian, says while she was emotionally torn by the situation, her husband, who is half Russian, saw it differently.
He thought it would turn into a new country with new possibilities, while my attitude was that it was an occupation and impeding on my rights.
Lyudmila, a restaurant manager, says they made a deal not to talk about politics at home. While she followed Ukrainian news online, Denis, a construction worker, received his information from Russian state television.
I was always indifferent. If Ukraine, let it be Ukraine. If Russia, let it be Russia. We had some discussions and some arguments.
As the quarrels became a daily occurrence, the couple split up and then filed for divorce. Kramatorsk Marriage Registration Office head Yulia Parshina says during the last year of fighting, many couples became scared and canceled wedding plans. Or, like Lyudmila and Denis, they split because of political differences or when the men joined the rebellion.
We don't usually ask why people divorce, but among my friends, relatives, and acquaintances, I can say that a lot of families were broken because some were for United Ukraine and some supported the DPR.
As the armed men in the streets pushed anti-Ukrainian attitudes and clashed with Ukrainian forces, Denis's views toward the rebels changed.
It dawned on him what was happening. He saw the process from inside. He understood and saw that they were not building something new, but just destroying.
Lyudmila, however, acknowledges her view of Ukrainian authorities was also somewhat overly enthusiastic.
We both understood in the wrong way. It was not only about me not understanding correctly. I have regrets, not only about our relations, but my main regret is that I was fooled.
Although they agreed to finalize the divorce, Denis and Lyudmila are on friendly terms, and Denis still holds out hope of saving their marriage. Despite the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine, they both see a better future. This is a war of politics, they agree, not a war of Ukrainians versus Russians. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Kramatorsk.